It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week, and it's brought to you by Sutter Coast Hospital, Iuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Del Norte Tire, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center, Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Chawell Benz and Hartwick, Chimney Craft, Lisa McCowan, South Coast Appliance, and Brian's Beach Dogs. And now it's time for the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week pregame show.
Well, Warrior fans, after a disappointing effort at home against Eureka, the Del Norte High boys basketball team finds itself challenged today as the second-place McKinleyville Panthers play host in this Saturday afternoon matinee in this Big Five showdown. Hi, I'm Mad Dog John Horner. JD running the things back at the KPOD World Headquarters, and Warrior Athletics is brought to you by the Iuchi Hamlet, Sutter Coast Hospital, and by the members of our legendary Sportscasters Club. There's a lot to play for today as the Panthers, with hopes of share of the Big Five title, and the Warriors with an outside chance to get a berth into the Dick Nicolai League Tournament. It's Warriors versus Panthers, and this gym is getting loud. We'll be back with a preview of today's game. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior pregame show. We'll be back with more information coming up next.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our legendary sportscaster sponsors are Sutter Coast Hospital, Iuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Hambro WSG, and Del Norte Tire.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Flu season is in full swing, and the staff at Sutter Coast Hospital reminds you that viruses take time, fluids, and lots of rest for a full recovery. Unfortunately, there's not a lot the ER department can do for you that you can't do at home. However, if your fever persists for several days or your symptoms continue to worsen, please seek medical care right away. And as always, if you're not well, please stay home so we can manage this flu season quickly. Sutter Coast Hospital wishes you health in the new year.
And our legendary Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Now let's get back to the pregame show right here on 97.9 K-Pod Country.
Welcome back to McKinleyville High School here at the Panthers' home, where the Del Norte Warriors are set to face the McKinleyville Panthers. Earlier in JV action, it was JV falling to McKinleyville, a final score of 53-43. The Warriors go to 14-4 overall and 4-2 in league play. They were led by Michael Webster with 17. And in freshman action, it was the freshmen defeating McKinleyville by a final score of 40-38. They were led by Horton with 18 points. Congratulations to the freshman squad as they capture their first Big Five win today. And taking a look at tonight's contest, it was just 10 days ago these two teams met, and the Warriors fell to the Panthers by a final score of 50-40. In a game where the Warriors trailed after one, led by three at halftime, and then led by one after three, but it was a sharp shooting performance down the stretch by Jordan Brown and Cody Whitner that they outscored the Warriors 16-5 in the final quarter and pulled away with the victory. Talking to Coach Rice before the game, he says, we got to value every possession, especially down the stretch. He felt he gave one away at Tuna Gymnasium as they led the majority of the game, but unfortunately were unable to put it away as they turned the ball over a couple times late and gave up a couple big three-point baskets. And for the Panthers, it's all about getting things done today. They're still in bid for that championship this year, one game back from Arcata, and Arcata fans supposedly are showing up today to root on the Warriors. With a win today by the Warriors, it would give Arcata outright championship for the Big Five. If the Panthers can win, it gives them an outside chance to get co-champions next week in the final week. So a lot on the line for the Panthers. And when it comes to the Warriors, let's take a look at those Big Five standings. Big Five standings, Arcata 6-0, McKinleyville 4-2, McKinleyville 4-2, Fortuna 3-4, Warriors 1-4, and Eureka 1-5. Warriors can go to 2-4 with a win today, pending their senior night game Tuesday at Tuna Gymnasium against Fortuna, where they can get right back in the mix. Coach Rice says it's a daunting task going on the road today for McKinleyville, at home against Fortuna, and then back on the road against the league title champions. That would be the Arcata Tigers on Thursday. But he says his team had a great week of practice and is hoping to get right back on track. Well, let's take a look at the starting lineup for both squads. Starting lineup for McKinleyville is Cameron Hoven, senior 5'8", number 2. Peyton Harbin, senior 6'4", number 10. Cody Whitmer, number 11. He's senior, 6'1". Bodie Douglas. He's a freshman starting for the Panthers, number 14, and he's 6'2". And number 22, Jack Lancey, the team's leading captain. His captain, 6'3", senior. So they'll be starting 6'3", 6'2", 6'1", 6'4", and Cameron Hoven, the senior, starts at 5'8", for the Panthers. And for your Del Norte Warriors, it's going to be number one, Cooper Maxwell. It's going to be number 3, Brody Mack. Number 22, Ethan Thomas. Number 23, Wyatt Robeson. And getting the start today will be Lion Rigdon. Number 32, the sophomore will get the read tonight. Pretty good crowd here on hand as they finish the starting lineups for them. Let's take a look at the Big Five Girls Conference right now. It's Eureka 5-1. Del Norte with a big win against Eureka pushes them into sole possession of second place with a 4-2 record, a half game ahead of McKinleyville at 4-3. Arcata 2-4 and Fortuna 1-6. On the schedule for next week, it's going to be the boys up first on Tuesday at home at Tuna Gymnasium, as they will be in senior night at Tuna Gymnasium for the boys. And we will have two new inductees of the Del Norte High Hall of Fame be introduced Tuesday night. So you don't want to miss Tuesday night at Tuna Gymnasium. Looks like they'll get ready here for the national anthem, getting ready for this matinee game. This is a makeup game because the road conditions first league game was postponed until now. 3:30 game time, not late at night, as a lot of these senior boys will be rushing back for the winter ball tonight after tonight's game. I'm not sure if they're going to do the national anthem here. As the referees are bowed on the floor, we're ready to go, folks. Warrior fans, big game for both squads here. A lot of implications going in. One more week of league play next week. And like I said, the boys are going to hosting Fortuna and then going to Arcata. And for the girls, it'll be Wednesday Fortuna, and it'll be Thomas jumping up against Clancy. There we go. Warriors in their road blue uniform, the Panthers in their white, and the tip's going to go to McKinleyville. It's going to be Hoven with the ball. Cameron, the senior, the point guard up on top, 5'8". Gets it to the elbow to Harbin. Get past right side, that's Douglas. Bodie's got it on the baseline, got trapped, kicks it back out on top. Good defense by the Warriors so far, 15 on the shot clock. Dribble drive by Hoven, all the way to the basket, kicks it out to Clancy. Clancy dumps it off, Harbin gets the easy bucket. Great ball movement by the Panthers, They'll get the first bucket of the game. 2-0 your score. Rigdon will bring the ball up the floor. The point guard kicks it right side over to Maxwell. Maxwell on top to Ethan, right side to Rigdon. Back out on top to Maxwell. Great ball movement by the Warriors as Thomas has it on the right wing. Now sketch to the left wing with 15 on the shot clock. Great ball movement, but great defense also. Outside shot by Robeson, knocks it down. The sharpshooter gets things started quickly. Warriors lead by one. 3-2, great ball movement, great patience by the Warriors that possession. Clancy with the ball, Thomas guarding him. Rigdon over to guarding over there. That was Douglas. Dribble drive by Clancy, and we're going to have a blocking call on the ground as Clancy went to the basket. Foul's going to go against Robeson. He'll pick up his first one. Clancy will inbound, gets it into Whitmer. Whitmer back over to Hooven, back to Clancy driving baseline. Tries to dump it off, the ball stolen. Maxwell back the other way. Cooper, right side. Dribble drive by Matt. Up with the shot, no good. Rebounded by Harbin, and this out to Clancy in transition. Clancy likes to push in transition, kicks it out. Hooven will fire the transition three. No good. Rebound by Matt, though. Great job by the Warriors, allowing Panthers only one shot per possession so far. Great job on the board. Rigdon brings it down. Robeson will fire another one. Deep one. No good. Back out. Rebounded by Matt. Back over to Rigdon. Over to Wyatt. Wyatt looks for the cutter. Finds Rigdon at the high post. Back to Wyatt. Wyatt will fire again. No good. Long rebound's going to go off. Didn't go out of bounds. Clancy saved it. And quickly back the other way is the Panthers. Whitmer with the ball out to Harbin. Douglas with the dribble drive. Blocked by Rigdon, but there's going to be a foul. Rigdon's going to get called for the foul. As Harbin will go, Douglas will go to the line to shoot. Rigdon picks up his first. First one on its way, no good. The freshman, Bodie Douglas, at the free throw line. Missed the first one, second one on its way. It's also no good, rebound by Thomas. Stolen by Harbin, up with the shot, no good. She's going to get another shot, puts it up, no good. Rebounded by Rigdon. Great hustle by the Warriors there as they turned it off. It calls for the carry at midcourt. As Rigdon tried to blow by Hovind, he's getting called for the carry. Turnover by the Warriors. 3-2 your score. Warriors lead by one. Hovind across midcourt. Left side. Whitmer underneath to Clancy. Great ball movement. Easy bucket for Clancy on the baseline. 4-3 your score. Warriors trail by one. Maxwell across midcourt. Going to get it over to Stolen back the other way. Tried to get it to Matt, but a steal and an easy bucket by Whitmer. 6-3 your score. Dribble handoff to Rigdon. Over to Thomas. Thomas out to Maxwell. Guarded tightly by Hooven out on top. Over to Wyatt. Back to Matt. Matt has it. Dribble drive. Kicks it. Shot goes up from the corner. No good. Rebounded by Matt. Maxwell missed that one. Now it's Rigdon back up with the 10-footer. No good. Rebound by the Panthers. Couple good looks by the Warriors. Just couldn't get him to fall. Clancy. Coast to coast all the way to the basket. 2-point basket for Clancy. And the Panthers score 6 unanswered. With 4:19 left here in the first quarter, and Coach Rice gets the timeout. Full timeout gives a chance to hello some more of our Sportscasters Club members, including our title sponsors. Scoreboard brought to you by Sutter Coast Hospital. Sutter Coast Hospital serving our community with care. The halftime show brought to you by Hiuchi Hamlet, gas, fishing tackle, snacks for your Wild Rivers adventure. Hopefully at halftime I will have Delnart High ladies varsity player Lily Nunez with me. She had a career-high 36 points Thursday night against Eureka in J. Willard Gymnasium. So she will be joining me on the Hive GM halftime report. Potter Real Estate Group in Crescent City specializes in residential and commercial real estate. H&R Block, get your maximum refund guarantee. And Hambro WSG, recycling, storage, truck repair, and waste removal. Last time these two teams met, they had two runs. Each one of them had a run in the first quarter. And the Panthers did take a two-point lead after the first. It was a game of runs last time these two teams met. Question, Will, are the Warriors going to be able to match the Panthers here at home? Maxwell brings the ball across midcourt. Finch in the ball game. Finch over to Robeson, out to Rigdon. Back to Finch. On top to Cooper. Ball fake, dribble drive. Great move by Maxwell, but it gets a block. Block goes right to Robeson. He's going to kick up the easy bucket. Robeson's got five. The Kellyville trails by, or leads by three. Hovind with the ball. Left side over to Bodie. Bodie Douglas gives it, hands it off to Harbin. We're going to have an illegal pick out on the perimeter. Foul's going to go against McKinleyville. Illegal pick is going to go against the freshman, Bodie. First foul against the McKinleyville as Maxwell will take a seat, and coming into the ballgame for the first time will be Merrick Crabb, the junior. Merrick across midcourt. 8-5 your score. Warriors trail by three with 3 minutes left here in the opening quarter. Fitch over to Merrick. Merrick dribble drive brings it back out to Robeson. Robeson back to the corner. Merrick dribble drive. Tries to get underneath to Fitch. Does. Fitch puts it up and misses. Rebounded by Bodie. Bodie kicks it out to Hovind. Panthers in transition. Hovind will pull it back out and reset. On top to Clancy. Clancy back, behind the back pass to Bodie Douglas, but he wasn't expecting it. It's going to go out of bounds. Turnover by the Panthers could be Warrior ball. Subs come in the ballgame for the Panthers. Clancy will take a seat. Creighton will come in. Flynn Creighton, 6'2 junior, comes in for Clancy. As Crabb comes across midcourt, right side to Rigdon. Down low to Ethan. Thomas goes up with it. Nice job. I love how Thomas got up to the high point, knocked it down, and got the foul. Great job by Thomas. Great body control right there. Creighton picks up the foul. Ethan at the line to shoot one, completes the three-point play. He knocks it down. Tie ball game, 8-8 your score. Five straight points rattled off by the Warriors now. Ball goes outside to Armstrong in the ball game. Cole Armstrong for the Panthers. Over to Creighton, back out on top, shot from the outside. Harbin knocks down a three ball. He's got five, and the Panther leads back out to three. 11-8 your score. Rigdon left side to Robeson. 2 minutes left here in the first quarter. On top to Fitch, right side to Rigdon. Posting up high post was Crabb, but it kicked outside to Thomas. High post to Robeson. Robeson, dribble drive, goes up with the floater. It's blocked. And here comes McKinleyville back the other way. Whitmer comes up with the block. He gets it back. Dribble drive baseline by Armstrong, and he's going to throw it out of bounds. Another unforced turnover by the Panthers as Bowdish comes in for Robeson. So Crabb, Bowdish, and Rigdon all in the ball game, along with Fitch and Thomas down low. Rigdon trying to get it to Thomas on the low post. They get it to him. Great move. Up with the shot, and he's going to get fouled. Great strong post move as he went right at. That's Nick Mayer in the ball game for the Panthers. Thomas will go to the line to shoot two. Thomas, 63% free throw shooter. He's made his first two tonight. As that one goes in, 11-9 your score. Averaging 14 points a game, Thomas is. Second free throw is also good. Thomas has got five, half of Stillworth's points, and the Warriors trail by one. And here comes the Panthers back the other way. In the ball game is Jordan Wells in the ball game. Over to Whitmer. Whitmer down low to Armstrong. Armstrong kicks it back out on top to Creighton. Creighton dribble drive up with the shot. No good. Rebound up by Thomas. Ethan goes up and gets another big rebound for the Warriors. A minute 15 left. Rigdon with the ball. Looking for Thomas once again at the low post. Got to find a way to get it to him down there. There we go. Down underneath. Great job. Up with the shot. Foul's going to go against Thomas on a great post move. Got him on clear in space, though. Third foul against the Warriors. First on Ethan. 11-10 your score. Panthers across midcourt as Justin Wells has the ball. Justin Wells, ball fake, goes up. Ball stolen from him. It's out to Merrick. Crab back the other way, up with the shot. No good. Ball's loose on the loose in the air. Picked up by Bowdish. Bowdish will reset back out on top. Great job by the Warriors coming up with that loose ball. Rigdon out on the right side. High post to Fitch. Over to Bowdish. Underneath to Rigdon. Rigdon. Scoop shot goes up. No good. Rebounded by the Panthers. Mayer comes down with the rebound and hands it off to Wells. Wells across midcourt, guarded by Bowdish out up high. Dribble drive, great ball, great handoff as he drops it off to Mayer and he gets the easy bucket. As the game clock goes to zero, Ethan throws up the shot from half court and it gets blocked. So at the end of the first quarter, it's McKinleyville 13, Del Norte 10. We'll be back with the second quarter here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Warrior Sports.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club members' sponsors are Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, and McPheron's Tax and Bookkeeping Services.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, and Ingle Marine Supply.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Second quarter action about ready to start here as the Warriors are here in McKinleyville High School taking on the Panthers. Trail 13-10 to start the second quarter here. Maxwell with the ball goes right side to Robeson. Starters back in the ballgame for the Warriors. As Thomas has it over to Rigdon, back out on top to Maxwell, right side to Ethan. Low post to Rigdon, posting up. He's right there underneath the basket. Can't get a shot off, but we're going to have 3 seconds in the key against Rigdon as he got into no man's land directly underneath the basket. Moving back across midcourt, starters back in the ballgame for the Panthers also. Moving, gets it over right side to Harbin. Harbin dribble handoff back to Hooven. Back to Harbin, back and forth. Clancy has it, top of the key, guarded by Thomas. Clancy thinking about going to the basket, going to pull it all the way back out. 6'3 senior, leading scorer for the Panthers. Kicks it outside on the dribble drive, no good. Clancy gets the rebound though. Ball's going to go out of bounds off the Warriors. It's going to be Panthers' ball. As Bowdish comes in and Rigdon takes a seat. Inbound will be Whitmer, the 6'1 senior. Gets it into Harbin, back over on top to the freshman Douglas. Bodie gives it off to Whitmer, fire shot in the middle of the key, no good by Whitmer. Warriors with the rebound and will come back the other way. Slowly across midcourt will be Maxwell. Dribble, handoff to Thomas. Thomas picks up his dribble, kicks it over to Matt. Matt over to Maxwell. We're going to have an illegal pick. Nope. Yeah. Yeah, illegal screen by Bowdish on that one. Oscar Bowdish, the junior, picks up his first. Fourth team foul against the Warriors. Three against McKinleyville. 6:30 left here in the first quarter. In the first half, I'm sorry. Moving with the ball, top of the key. Over to Clancy, down underneath. Great look, middle of the key. Travel call on his way to the basket was Whitmer. The basket went, but they're going to wave off the basket. It's going to be traveling. Turnover by the Panthers. 13th senior score. Maxwell across midcourt, guarded by Hooven out on top. Left side to Bowdish. Bowdish, dribble drive baseline, kicks out Robeson, wide open three look. Shot goes up, no good, rebounded by Hooven. Out to Clancy. Clancy breaks it across midcourt. Looks underneath, ball's going to be knocked away off Matt, out of bounds. Clancy tried to get a tricky pass underneath, and the ball got knocked out of bounds. 27 on the shot clock is another substitution in. That's Crab coming in for Bowdish. Out to Hooven, wide open three on the way, no good. Rebounded by the Panthers, though. Another second chance. Arvin back out to Clancy. Clancy fires the three, out of bounds. It's going to be picked up by Harbin, offensive foul. Great job by Matt stepping in and taking it. As Harbin picks up the foul. Fourth team foul against the Panthers. 13-10, still your score. Nobody scored here in the second quarter. 5 minutes left. Crab tried to get underneath, ball knocked away by Clancy, but right back to Crab. Over to Matt, dribble drive, he's going to get fouled. Great strong move by Matt on the baseline. It's going to send him to the line to shoot two. Foul's going to go against, I believe it went against Hooven. And he'll pick up his first. Matt at the line, knocks down his first free throw. Just 33% from the line, 35% from the line. That'll help field percentage. Second one, no good. We're going to have a lane violation against Matt. So wipe off the second free throw. 13-11 your score. Warriors trail by two. 5:30 left here in the first half as Hooven comes across midcourt. Guarded by Crab out on top, left side to Clancy, guarded by Thomas. Nice look underneath, shot goes up and knocks it down. Great look from Clancy. Foul's going to go against Brody Matt. Harbin is going to get the bucket and a chance for the three-point play, which he does. He knocks down the free throw. 16-11, your score. Clancy lobbed that one over the top. It was a great look by Clancy. Left side to Crab. On top to Robeson, right side to Thomas. Thomas back out on top, too. Looking for, got it to Wyatt, underneath to Thomas. Up with a shot. Thomas, nice post move against Clancy. Gets the bucket. He's got seven. Warriors trail by three. Moving across midcourt. Goes right side to Whitmer. Whitmer on top to Clancy. Over to Hooven. Whitmer's going to file the three from the wing. Nice shot. Nice stroke from the left right wing by Whitmer. 19-13 your score. Warriors trail by six. Maxwell with the ball. Gets the pick from Thomas, kicks to the left side. Dribble drive by Rigdon, back out to Matt. Matt's a fire from the free throw line, no good. Rebounded by Bodie, the freshman. Quickly back the other way to Whitmer, he'll fire another three. No good, we're going to get a rebound by Harbin. Back out to Bodie. Shot goes up by Hooven. We're going to have a foul and a three-point basket. Basket didn't go, but he's going to go to the line to shoot three. Foul's going to go against Merrick Crabb. That'll be 16 fouls against the Warriors. At the line's going to be Cameron Subin, the 5'8 senior. First free throw goes in. 2013 your score. Warriors trail by 7. 4 minutes left here in the second quarter. Second free throw, no good. Awaiting the third free throw now. As Colin Trommel comes in the ball game, and Merrick Crabb will take a seat. Third free throw goes in, falls in. Substitution, Hoban will come out. Brown will come in. Jordan Brown didn't start the ball game, but he had 13 points last time these two teams met. Maxwell, right side to Robeson. Back out on top to Matt. Left side to Collins. As Thomas tries to post up down low, pops it on the low post, kicks it back out to Maxwell, back out to Robeson. To Maxwell, low post to Thomas. Thomas up with the shot, no good, rebounded by the Panthers. Thomas in the middle of the key, just didn't get it to fall. Clancy's going to dribble it off his foot with nobody around him. So the turnover by the Panthers could be Warriors ball again. Into the ball game for the first time for the Panthers is 6'4 junior JT Nichols, number 44 in the ball game. He'll come in. He'll have the assignment of Thomas as Clancy will pick up Fitch. And Trommel will bring it across midcourt. Trommel left side to Robeson. Robeson gets not on the top. Fitch catches it. No good. Rebounded by Trommel. Stolen away by Brown. Panthers back the other way. Brown, dribble drive, tried to hand it off. Stolen by Maxwell. Maxwell out in transition. Got knocked it down and he's fouled. Cooper Maxwell with a great athletic move to the basket. Off the turnover, he picked clean one of the Panthers, and got a layup back the other way. Foul's going to go against Danny Roberts in the ball game. As he misses the free throw, the rebound's going to go to Clancy. Clancy quickly back the other way. Shot goes up in the corner. No good. Hand off back over to... Oh, nice play. Nice move by Whitmer on the rebound. Ball faking back up with it. 23-15, your score. Warriors trail by 8. Left side to Trommel. 2:30 left here in the half. On top to Fitch. Back to Wyatt. Robeson, ball fake, dribble drive. We're going to have an illegal pick call against Del Norte. Foul's going to go against Maxwell. He'll pick up his first. 17 fouls against the Warriors. Offensive foul, though, so it won't be free throws. As Brown comes across midcourt. Brown hands it off to Clancy. Dribble handoff to Whitmer. Back over to Roberts in the ballgame. On top to Clancy. Great job getting it over to Whitmer. Robeson's going to get called for the foul. On the dribble drive right there. Robeson picks up his second foul. It's going to send Whitmer to the line to shoot 1-1.
Don't let him pull you around, Coop.
Free throw no good, but long rebound to Clancy. Ball fake, dribble drive, kicks it out to Brown in the ballgame. Brown dribble drive, up with the shot. We're going to have an offensive foul. Looks like Trommel took the charge. Wells went to the basket. I want to apologize there, but I think I was calling Brown Wells the whole time. It was Justin Wells in the ballgame, the junior. It It looked like Trommel hit pretty hard on the back of his head, possibly. I think he's ready to get up. Caught him in the back of the head, but he's up and walking off the court. Great job by Colin stepping in and taking it. 23-15, your score. The Warriors are going to inbound the ball off the turnover. Big two-minute stretch here for the Warriors as they trail by eight. They need to chip into this going into halftime. Antonetti in the ball game. Comes in for Trommel. Rigdon to Maxwell. Over to Antonetti. Back out on top to Maxwell. Looking for the pick. It's over to Rigdon. Rigdon looking underneath. Tries to get to Thomas. Ball stolen. They get it out to Clancy. He's out in transition. Across midcourt with a minute 30 left. Turnover by the Warriors. Backside kick out. Went, tried to get it outside to Wells, but they threw it out of bounds. As Crabb comes in for Rigdon. 1:25 left here in the first half. Warriors trail by eight. Crabb brings it across. Over to Antonetti on top to Fitch. Right side to Crabb. On top to Thomas, over to Fitch. Dribble drive by Fitch, blocked by Clancy. Clancy gets the block and comes back the other way. Jump stop, dribble, handoff, great look to the backside. That's Nichols getting the easy bucket from Clancy. And the Panthers extend it to 10. 55 seconds left here in the first half. Maxwell, right side to Thomas. Thomas, dribble drive, 8-foot floater on the way, knocks it down. Great shot by Ethan. 2-point basket, and with that basket, we got a timeout on the floor. Timeout, 30-second timeout for McKinleyville. And that gives Chance Taylor some more of our Sportscasters Club members, including Hambro WSG, recycling, storage, truck repair, and waste removal. Del Norte Tire, our Barnes family says, our roots are here, not just our branches. Curry Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment, Crescent City and Brookings. And Crescent City Glass, if it's glass, they work with it. Serving you since 1947. Crescent Cabinets, need new cabinets? Call Crescent Cabinets. And Del Norte Office Supply, for all your office supplies and furniture and gifts too. Now on 3rd and 8th Street in Crescent City. 41 seconds left. New shot clock for the Panthers. Coming across midcourt. Wells across midcourt. Guarded by Crabb. Wells. Head to the basket. Kicks it back out. Over to the right side. That is to Roberts. Dribble drive, shot goes up, blocked by Fitch, out of bounds, Panthers ball. 19 seconds left on the game clock. Shot clock turned off. Panthers with the ball, Creighton hands it off to Clancy. Clancy will hold it out top, guarded by Thomas. Shot clock should not be turned off. As it is about a 10-second differential from shot clock to game clock. The ball was knocked out of bounds on the shot, did not touch the rim, but the shot clock got turned off. So they're trying to figure out what they're going to put the clock on here. The question will be is if they're going to put seconds back and the clock. 4 seconds left on the shot clock, and they're going to leave the game clock as is. Should be on the sideline. Coach Rice talking about not underneath the basket. So 4 seconds on the shot clock, 9 seconds on the game clock. They get it into Clancy's shell. He'll fire from 25 foot, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. It's going to be Del Norte ball with 3.8. 25-17 your score. Warriors trail by 8 as Robeson comes back in for Crab. Robinson comes across, gets it to Thomas. Thomas over to Antonetti. He'll fire the three. Oh, off. Got a great look from the sideline, but couldn't get it to fall. Antonetti misses the three to end the first half, and it's Del Norte trailing McKinleyville 25-17. We'll be back with the Hiuchi Hammett halftime report here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Halftime Report, and it's brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet on Highway 199 in Hiuchi. We'll have all the halftime stats and more on the way next.
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need. From hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Chawell Benz in Hartwick, Sutter Coast Hospital, Chimney Craft, and Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are South Coast Appliance, Brian's Beach Dogs, Sutter Coast Hospital as our scoreboard sponsor, and our halftime show brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
It's the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. And with the latest information, stats of the first half, and games from around the league, here's John.
Welcome back to the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report here in McKinleyville High School, where the Del Norte boys are trailing the McKinleyville Panthers by a score of 25-17, trailing by 8 at the half. And joining me at the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report is Lily Nunez of the Lady Warriors. Junior guard had a fantastic career night at Jay Willer Gymnasium Thursday night. Lily, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So, undefeated loggers came in to that game on Thursday. They were sitting at 4-0 in the conference play, 16-4 overall. They were ranked number 3 in Division 4, and you guys came into Jay Willer Gymnasium with some things to lose, but really nothing to lose when it came to facing a team that was probably favored by 10 points. You guys came out and did a great job in the first half. You took a first half lead of 5 points, 37-32. High scoring affair. When you stepped on the floor that night, did you ever guys think you were going to score 70 points?
No. I normally we don't have very high scoring games. I don't remember if it was after the first quarter or the second quarter. I look up at the scoreboard and we have 20 points already. I'm like, this is going to be a long game, long night.
After the first quarter, it was 20-20.
Yeah.
And Brooklyn had already knocked down 2 threes. Mm-hmm. She had 8 and you'd already made 3 field goals and 3 free throws, 9 points by that time, and really got the team going. It's a hats off to you guys in a lot of different ways, because the last time you guys played Eureka, they're long and lanky. You guys had tons of turnovers in the backcourt. There was a stretch at the end of the first quarter, midway through the second last time you guys met, where you guys didn't get it across midcourt 7 times in a row.
Yeah.
They went on a 16-0 run. You guys did. I give you a B that night. I give you a B minus this night, because it is pretty tough press they have.
Yes.
And they're very strong and athletic. What do you think the difference was from that first meeting and the second meeting when it came to the pressure?
So after the first game we had with him, Justin realized that we definitely struggled with the press, so he kept working on us. Every single practice, we would take like 45 minutes to an hour just working on our breaking the press, and so we got it down so we'd be prepared for this game, because he knew if we were able to get the ball over, we could definitely beat this team.
You're better than them in a half-court set, and I can tell you that. Honestly, being a coach and watching a lot of basketball, in a half-court set, you're better than that team. You execute better in a half-court set. With that being said, I believe that was the first time athletically with a press that you've seen all season. In most presses that you've seen, you've been able to take whoever's there and beat them off the dribble.
Yes,
this game, you had to kind of flip your mindset, and you had to pass your way out of it. And I think you guys did a good job of switching that.
Yes.
Taking a look at Brooklyn Carter, the sophomore, she had 7 3-pointers, 26 points on the night. When she gets hot, it's tough because they can't double when you drive.
Exactly. So, like, I took it in my hands. I said, I'm going to find Brooklyn. Starting off that game, like, got the ball to Brooklyn, I knew she was on. So I did everything in my power to be able to get the ball to Brooklyn, because when she's on, she's an outstanding shooter, and she had an amazing night.
Well, when you're talking about that 2-3 zone, it's that corner three when they have to bite for the drive, that's open on the kick. You could have plug and played. Taylor could have had the same night at that spot if she would have been in the rotation. It was that great spot in the corner that you did a great job of taking advantage of that bottom 2-3 zone player and really made it hurt from that spot.
Yeah.
36 points for you, career high. Nunez, you are leading the team with free throws by over 70%. I believe you're up to 180 free throws on the season. What do you contribute that to? And you're sitting at about 65, almost 70% on the free throws. What do you contribute to all the success getting to the line?
I feel like I've been known more for like my driving game more than my shooting game. And so I feel like I've learned this past few years to really be able to create and draw that foul. And I know some refs don't like giving it to me, but I think I do a good enough job of creating that contact and being able to go up so that I can get myself to the line. Because I know if I get myself to the line, then I can help put my team, like, points on the board for my team.
Well, I talk to a lot of the opposing coaches before games, and it is a point of emphasis that you like to create contact going to the basket.
Yeah.
And you find other teams getting in foul trouble, because most guards sometimes shade away from the contact. You seem to go into it.
Yes.
The same night that you were beating Eureka, Fortuna upset McKinleyville, which put you in sole possession of second place. You're stepping in onto Bob Orr Court in Fortuna, coming off probably Jay Willard Gymnasium, one of the hardest gyms to play in, to, I believe, the hardest gym to play in Bob Orr Court. It's wide open. It's a huge field house. Big game for you guys as Fortuna's coming off that big win against Tree. They believe they can beat anybody. Tough game on the road. What do you guys got to do?
I think we had a good game last time we played them. I can't remember if they played a zone or a man last time we played, but I think we got plays for everything. I think we're able, like in that half-court set, I think we're able to just create opportunities, and I think we need to be able to take advantage of them. And I don't know, I just feel pretty confident in us for that game.
Yeah, I think the key is it's going to be not to overlook and look to Arcade on Friday at home to finish out the season, and to make sure that you show up with the same intensity
one game at
as
a time.
They do. About 2 minutes before tip-off here, we'll talk a little bit about this game. You sat here and watched the whole thing.
Yes.
The Warriors, last time these two teams met, the Warriors took a 2-point lead into halftime, but it was a little bit better offensively or sharp shooting. I really feel this McKinleyville team showed up to play today, unlike they did up at Tuna Gymnasium, and they've really gotten after us on the defensive end.
I do think so. I think we've done enough to keep ourselves close enough in the game, but I think we can definitely do more offensively. I think maybe setting screens on, like, the person on-ball screens instead of off-ball screens, so we can get, like, work in maybe with, like, a pick and roll or something like that. Yeah, create, like, different opportunities.
Minute left here. Keys to the second half, Lily. Yeah, keys for the Del Norte to win this game.
I think just take advantage of every possession, because like you said, this team showed up to play, so they're going to need to be able to take advantage of every possession and be able to put some points on the board.
Lily, you did fantastic. Thank you for joining me at halftime for the IUG Hamlet Halftime Report. And good luck Wednesday. We'll be there. We'll be calling the game live on the radio, and good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And that has been your IUG Hamlet Halftime Report. The IUG Hamlet Halftime Report, where they have hot drinks, cold snacks. They have cold drinks and hot snacks. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Located on US Highway 199 in IUG. Lily, such a good sport, showing up, doing the halftime guest. I was going to get John Maxwell over here, but he ran down and got hot dogs and nachos and break time. I think he went into the officials room and had a conversation at a teaching moment. Mr. Maxwell had a teaching moment for the officials at halftime, I believe. All right, here we go. Getting ready for the second half. And it's going to be McKinleyville with the ball to start off. Hooven's got the ball. He'll dribble drive. Warriors in a man-to-man defense. Back out on top to Whitmer. Whitmer got an easy drive to the basket. Going to be a foul off the ball, I believe. On the ball. Rigdon's going to get called for the foul. That'll be Rigdon's second foul, I believe. Rigdon's second foul. And they'll inbounds underneath their own basket. 7:49. They'll reset the shot clock here. They're having issues with the clock, I believe, once again.
And go.
Working on the clock. 20. Ball gets into Hooven, back out on top. Dribble drive, dump pass underneath, stolen. Maxwell comes up with the steal. And here come the Warriors back the other way. Maxwell to Matt, back out on top to Robeson. Panthers still in a tough man-to-man defense. Rigdon with the dribble drive, ball fake, and we're going to have a foul. Foul's going to go against Hooven as Rigdon went to make a great post move on the lower Boston post, and Hooven got part of his arm. Inbounds, Robeson gets it into Thomas. This is the easy one, and here comes Clancy back the other way. Clancy, dribble drive. Tried to look backside. Good defense by the Warriors. Hooven's got it. Back out on top to Clancy. Clancy, dribble drive, middle of the key. Ball fake, up with the shot. Air ball, no good. Picked up by the Panthers, though. 14 on the shot clock. Hooven goes up, and we're going to have a foul on Clancy. Illegal pick. As Clancy picks up his first. Second team foul quick by the Panthers. Rigdon across midcourt. Warriors got to get back in it. Back-to-back turnovers by the Panthers now. Warriors got to get some points on the board. Pick on the ball by Wyatt. Wyatt back over to Maxwell underneath to Rigdon. Rigdon, 8-footer on the way, no good. Rebound by the freshman. Bodie gets it. Out to Whitmer, over to Hooven. The point guard's got it on top, guarded by Maxwell. Ball goes corner to Clancy. Dump pass over to Harbin, and he'll pull it back out on top to Hooven. He'll fire from the top of the key, no good. Rebounded by the Warriors. Good defense by the Warriors, way to clear the board. And the Warriors are out in transition. Over to Maxwell, back out on top to Rigdon, back to Maxwell. Up on top to Wyatt. Wyatt will fire the three. Knocks it down. NBA distance three-pointer by Wyatt Robeson. He's got 8, and the lead's back down to 5. Big point of this ball game right here. See the Warriors battle back into it. Ball's loose on the ground. Hooven almost got it stolen by Maxwell. Picks up the loose ball and gets it back out to Clancy. Clancy will dribble drive, try to get underneath. The ball's going to go off Hooven's knee out of bounds as Clancy threw a rocket at him. looked like Favre trying to hit somebody across the middle of the football field. As it fired off the field. So another turnover by the Panthers. The Panthers come out a little lazy here in the second half. See if the Warriors can capitalize. Crab into the ball game. Crab over to Wyatt. Back to Maxwell. Back to Crab for three. No good. Big tall rebound. Comes down by Whitmer. It was Thomas and Whitmer going for it. Clancy has it. Back out to Whitmer. Ball fake. Fires the three from the top of the key. No good. Rebound by Matt. And we're going to have a foul on Clancy. As Matt did a great job clearing the board. Clancy picks up his second. 13 foul against the Panthers. Clancy comes out with two. And Flynn Creighton, the 6'2 junior, comes back in. Crab, Merrick Crab across midcourt. Dribble handoff to Matt. Dribble handoff to Maxwell. Over to Crab. Gets Matt cut into the basket. Dribble drive baseline. Kicks it back out. Over to Robeson. He'll fire the three once again. Long three. No good. Picked up by the Panthers. Whitmer out in transition. All the way to the baseline. Up with the shot. No good. Picked up by Matt. Matt over to Thomas. Thomas up with the shot. No good. It's going to go out of bounds off McKinleyville. Dunmore ball. 25-20 your score. Warriors have held the Panthers to nothing so far here in the second quarter, in the third quarter. Robeson tries to get it into Matt. The ball's knocked out of bounds. 29 on the shot clock as Maxwell inbound the ball. Box formation on the inbound play. Maxwell gets it into Robeson. He'll fire the three. Got a good look. Couldn't get it to fall. Whoa. As the official called a blocking foul or over the back call on Maxwell, he'll pick up his second team foul. Foul against the Warriors, so the Panthers got the ball across midcourt. Moving over to Creighton. Creighton to Whitmer. Baseline jumper, nice shot, nice smooth stroke by Whitmer. Cody Whitmer, the senior, knocks down a two-point basket. Back out to a seven-point lead. As Crab fires one from way downtown. Over to Wyatt on the long rebound. He'll dribble drive and knock it down. Wyatt Robeson gets the bucket. 5 points this half for Wyatt. And it's down to a five-point lead for the Panthers. Moving, guarded by Maxwell out on the perimeter. 5 second call. Great defense out on top by Maxwell as he gets the closely guarded 5 second call against Hooven. Turnover by Panthers as Coop puts in some great minutes. 3:40 left here in the third quarter.
Keep the momentum going.
Bowdish over to Antonetti. Dribble handoff to Wyatt over to Bowdish. About a dribble drive up with the shot. No good. And we're going to have a foul. Foul's going to go against Whitmer. He's going to pick up his first. Kind of a late whistle on that one. But it's going to send Bowdish to the line to shoot. Bowdish 53% from the line. Averaging 2 points a ball game. Looking for his first point tonight. And he knocks that one down. 27-23 your score. Warriors trail by four, pinning the second free throw by Bowdish. As Clancy comes back in.
Down to me.
Second free throw also good. Down to a three-point lead now. As the Warriors have held the Panthers to 2 points this quarter. 3 minutes to play. Creighton underneath to Whitmer. Whitmer once again with the soft floater from the baseline. Turnaround jumper from the baseline. Knocks it down. He's got the 4 points for the Panthers. Back out to a five-point lead. Bowdish to Antonetti. He'll fire the three. No good. Rebounded by the Panthers. Clancy has it. Over to great look underneath to Horace Corbin. Misses the easy one. Matt gets the rebound. That was Harbin that misses the easy bucket. As the Warriors are not even close to the three-point line, they're just firing it from 22 feet. Missed shot, Clancy in transition, back to Harbin. Ball's blocked, and there's going to be a foul on Thomas on the block. It's going to be Ethan Thomas picking up the foul. That'll be a second, third team foul against the Warriors. And it'll be a timeout on the floor. Timeout by Coach Chris Rice, and it's going to be a full timeout. Gives chance to some more of our Sportscasters Club members, including Brian's Beach Dog. Relish today, catch up tomorrow, grab a dog, and more in Harbor. South Coast Appliances, new and used appliances behind Dutch Bros in Brookings and in Crescent City. Lisa McCowan, State Farm Agent, and like a good neighbor, Lisa is there. Chimney Craft, working for you since 1992, trying to keep you warm and happy. Sutter Coast Hospital, serving our community with care. Chow Wilbins at Hartwig, good luck, Warriors, from Team CBH, your local accounting and tax firm. And McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, tax, bookkeeping, and payroll services. So 7 points here for the Warriors in the third quarter. Led by Wyatt Robeson. But the question would be, is the last four possessions, the Warriors have taken 22-foot three-point shots. Very long. They're open looks, but you would expect them to be open from shooting from that far away. And it's allowed the Panthers to stretch this back out a bit, as it's five now. And at the free throw line, shooting free throws is Harbin. He misses the first one. 2:43 left here in the third quarter. Warriors trail by five. 29-24. Second free throw on its way. Off the backboard is good. Harbin gets the free throw. Panthers back up by six as Bowdish comes across midcourt. Bowdish to Thomas. Tries to get it to dribble hand off to Bowdish. It dribbles off his foot. As Clancy comes into Whitmer. Turnover by the Warriors. Whitmer has it. Whitmer over to underneath to Clancy. Clancy ball fake shot goes up. Foul against Thomas. Thomas picks up the foul. Thomas picks up his third. Off the partially blocked shot against Clancy. And Clancy will go to the line to shoot two. The senior had 14 points last time these two teams met. He's only got five tonight if he knocks down the first free throw. Thomas will take a seat with three as Russell comes in the ballgame. Ty Russell in the ballgame. Shot goes up. Clancy knocks down both free throws. Leads back out to eight. Warriors that have had multiple empty trips now. As Bowdish gets it over to Robeson. Back out on top to Antonetti. Antonetti, dribble drive. Back out to Bowdish. On top to Russell. Dribble drive by Russell. Tries to get it to Fitz. Ball's knocked out of bounds off the Panthers. It's Warriors ball. As Maxwell comes back in for Bowdish. Wyatt inbound to the ball. Long inbound pass to Maxwell, back to Wyatt. Wyatt ball fake, back out to Maxwell. They'll reset with five on the shot clock. On top to Russell. Dribble drive, shot clock violation. 32-24, 8 score after the turnover of the shot clock violation. Antonetti comes out, Crab comes back in. Whitmer across midcourt. Tough possession there for the Warriors, didn't even get a shot off. Whitmer right side to Creighton, tries to go underneath to Clancy. And we're going to have a double foul as Clancy and Maxwell both will get the foul. Both pushing back and forth. Clancy picks up his third. Maxwell gets his third. Double foul. Possession arrow is going to go to the Warriors. Off the double foul. 32-24 your score. And here comes Merritt Crabb across midcourt over to Robeson, back to Rigdon, back in. Back to Crabb on top to Robeson. Dribble drive, kicks it back out, and he's going to be called for the travel. He headed into the no man's land. The ball was thrown out of bounds anyways. But he's going to get called for the travel. His Clancy will come out. 1:20 left in the third quarter. Coach Tyler Polinski does not want him to pick up his fourth here. Whitmer across midcourt. On top to Harbin. Harbin back over. Dribble drive. Shot goes up. Blocked by Fitch. Another shot goes up. Partially blocked by Fitch. It's going to be a foul on, looks like the foul's going to be called against Fitch. And it's going to put Whitmer to the line. First free throw falls. That's Whitmer at the line. He's got both free throws made. That's 6 points, 13 on the night for Whitmer, and it's out to a 10-point lead with a minute left to play here in the third quarter. We're going to have an illegal pick down below against Russell. Kai Russell's going to pick up the foul. And it's going to be Warrior ball. And it's going to be Panther ball. As Matt comes back in, Russell takes the seat. Whitmer. Back to Harbin. Dribble handoff. That's Armstrong. And we're going to have a offensive foul on Armstrong. Pushing away. As the officials have let them know that they're in charge today. 34-24 your score. Warriors trail by 10, 40 seconds left. 25 on the shot clock, about 15-second differential. Crabb, dribble drive out to Rigdon, fires the three. No good, rebound by the Panthers. Shot clock turned off, 25 left. Whitmer's going to reset out on top, guarded by Robeson. Both teams playing man-to-man defense the whole game so far. 10 seconds left. Whitmer's got him. Double teamed out on top of Fitch. And we'll get a legal pick by the Panthers. That's Harbin. Harbin picks up the foul. Antonetti comes in. The sharp-shooting senior will come in for Matt. Fitch comes out and Trommel comes in. Dribble drive, 5 seconds left by Robeson. Back to Antonetti. Back out on top to Crabb. Crabb all the way to the basket up with the shot. Great look by Crabb, but couldn't get it to fall. So at the end of three quarters, the Warriors trail 34-24. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Warrior Sports.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Jawell Benz in Hartwick, Sutter Coast Hospital, Chimney Craft, and Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters. Sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are South Coast Appliance, Brian's Beach Dogs, Sutter Coast Hospital as our scoreboard sponsor, and our halftime show brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Welcome to McKinleyville High School, where Del Norte trails the Panthers 34-24 heading into the fourth quarter here. Warriors got to get something going here. They cut it down to two in the third quarter at one point, and then Panthers stretched it back out. Creighton goes underneath to Clancy, kicks it back out to Whitmer. Back out to Creighton. Creighton back to Clancy. Warriors trailing by 10, got to get something going now. Dribble drive by Clancy, and he boots it back out to Whitmer. Underneath to Harbin, he loses the handle and picks it up. Seven on the shot clock. Roberts with the drive, and we're going to have an offensive foul against McKinleyville. Second player foul against Harbin. Both teams will be in bonus, but that was an offensive foul. Maxwell back across midcourt. Starters back in the ballgame. Maxwell underneath to Thomas. Great move by Thomas. Drop step, middle of the key, knocks it down. His first bucket of the second half. Warriors trail by eight. Clancy with the ball. Over to Creighton, back out on top to Whitmer. Whitmer guarded tightly by Matt. Dribble drive, pulls it back out. Over to Creighton. Creighton on top to Clancy. Ball fake, spin move. Great find on the backside. A little drop pass as he went up for the jumper and just dropped it down to the wide-open Harbin. Two-point basket by Harbin, back out to a 10-point lead. Some of your Sportscasters Club members include Blue Star Gas, propane sales and service, Crescent City and Brookings. England Marine, fishing, marine, and outdoor equipment. Go Warriors! Eco-Nutrients, local organic fertilizer for the backyard, gardener, and you. McDonald's, stop by after the game for a burger. Go Warriors! L&L Design and Construction, commercial and residential construction, now licensed in Oregon. So four games this next week on the docket for our broadcast team. Tuesday night, it'll be senior night for the boys at Fortuna. And there will be two new inductees into the Del Norte Warrior Hall of Fame announced Tuesday night at senior night against Fortuna at Tuna Gymnasium. And that'll be boys action Tuesday night. Warriors come out of the timeout with the ball. Wyatt Robeson has it on the right side. Back out on top to Maxwell, 15 on the shot clock. Left side to Matt, underneath to Thomas. Great job. Found him. Easy bucket. Ethan Thomas gets the bucket. Great look by Matt over the top. 8-point game. Clancy, dribble drive. Kicks it out to Roberts. On top to Whitmer. Whitmer will dictate the offense here as Matt is guarding him. Matt over to underneath to Clancy. Clancy guarded by Thomas. Up with the shot, no good, rebounded by Ethan. And it's going to be a foul against Clancy. Clancy picks up his fourth foul.
That's five. Come on, that's five.
Fourth foul against Clancy. All four fouls have come in the second half. And they'll have him take a seat. Ethan Thomas is at the line to shoot 1-1 now. Front rim, no good. Got to have those free throws. This is the free throw, and it's Whitmer back the other way. Whitmer over to Hooven. Warriors got to get something going now with the Panthers' leading scorer out of the ballgame. And Robeson's going to get called for reaching around. Easy call. Robeson's going to pick up his third. 1-1 situation for the Panthers. Going to the line is going to be Harbin. The 6'4 senior had 2 points last time these two teams played. first free throw, bonus free throw is good. They get the bonus one. He's got 12 tonight. Jordan Brown not playing. He had 14 last time these two teams played. Both free throws are good. Back out to 10. 10-point lead for the Panthers with 5:30 left. Dribble drive by Rigdon. Blows by his man and knocks it down. Rigdon gets the bucket. First bucket of the game for him. Warriors press. McKinleyville breaks it. 8-point lead as Hooven goes to the basket. Kicks it out to Roberts. Right side shot goes up. No good. 3-point basket by the Panthers. Rebound by Harbin, though. Harbin's going to step out of bounds, and it's going to be a turnover by the Panthers. Good defense by the Warriors that possession. Trailing by 8. They've got to cut into it right here. 5 minutes to play. Maxwell across midcourt. Maxwell to Rigdon underneath to Thomas. Thomas is going to get double-team stripped from him. And it's going to be turnover by the Warriors. Backside over the top pass. Robeson steals it, and it's going to be out of bounds off Robeson. He came up and made the steal, but it ended up falling out of bounds. So it's going to be Panthers' ball. They got it across midcourt. 4:40 left. Warriors trailing by 8. Hoven with the ball. Over to Harbin. On top to Whitmer. Underneath, ball's loose on the ground. It's going to be picked up. Jump ball situation. It's going to be Warrior ball. As Thomas and the freshman diving for it. Bodie Douglas. So here we go. 8-point lead. 4:30 left. Warriors got another possession here. Got to cut into that 8-point lead. It's been down to 8 three or four times here. They've jockeyed position back and forth. Underneath to Matt. Matt gets it. Shot goes up. No good. Great look by Brody. Just couldn't get it to fall. Panthers back the other way. Moving with the ball out on top. Guarded by Maxwell. Moving. High post. Tries to get it to Roberts. Ball goes to Whitmire. Dribble drive baseline for Whitmire. He's going to go up. Nice look by Whitmire. Cody, the 6'1 senior, gets an acrobatic look on the baseline. 2-point basket, and it's back out to 10. Full timeout by Coach Rice gives a chance to a little more of our Sportscasters Club members, including Crescent City, Les Schwab Tire, Doing the Right Thing Matters, Dillard Ambulance, dedicated to serving this community, Oak Hill Organic Beef, local grass-fed organic Angus beef, Western Valley Insurance, on and off the court, teamwork makes the difference. Call Western Valley Insurance for local team committed to community, and more John Parks and Services for one-on-one service and support with the winning edge. See the team at More John Parks and Services. So like I said, Tuesday, senior night, and Hall of Fame inductees announced Tuesday night at Tunin Gymnasium. And then Wednesday night, the Lady Warriors will be on the road as they will be at Bob Orr Court in Fortuna, taking on the Huskies. Thursday, the Delnor Boys will be at Arcata, and we'll close out the regular season for the boys and girls Friday night at Tunin Gymnasium as the Lady Warriors take on the Arcata Tigers. We'll have all four of those games live for you here on KPOD 97.9 and on DelnorSports.com. 10-point lead for the Panthers. The Warriors are going to inbound. 40-30 your score. 3:45 left here in the ballgame. Matt comes across midcourt over to Thomas. Back to Matt. Over to Robeson. Matt, great look over to Robeson. Underneath to Matt. Great strong play by the Warriors. 2-point basket. 40-32 your score. 30-second timeout by Coach Rice. Let's take a look at the standings in the Big Five once again. As this game's, where's my standing? Standings in the Big Five boys: Arcata 6-0, 14-6. McKinleyville 4-2, 18-5. A win tonight for McKinleyville can put them to that 6-2 mark. And Fortuna 3-4, 15-9. Dunlort 1-4 could go to 1-5 here, and 8-14 would give them slim chances of any postseason play with a loss tonight. So a lot on the line here in the last 3.5 minutes. Warriors are going to set up and press. 8-point lead for the Panthers. Clancy over to Harbin. Double teamed on the wing, dribble drive. Kicks it outside to Hooven, over to Clancy. Clancy backside pass, acrobatic pass from Clancy to Douglas. Douglas gets his first basket. Back out to a 10-point lead. Robeson. Dribble drive. Set up for the three. Air ball. Saved by Mass. It's going to go off the Panthers, though. Robeson drew nothing on that one. 3 minutes to play. Warriors trail by 10. Inbounding the ball underneath the basket. Nice. We got a reset shot clock. As he gets it into Thomas, and it's no good. Jump ball from Robeson and Clancy, and it's going to be Panther ball off the rebound. Great look by Thomas in the middle of the key off the inbound play. Just couldn't get it to fall. Whitmire gets it into Hoven, over to Clancy. Full court pressure by the Warriors. Across to Harbin, to Hooven. Dribble drive, kick out. Whitmire for three. Big, big shot by Whitmer. Whitmire knocks down the three ball. Leading scorer for the Panthers tonight. 45-32, your score. Maxwell with the ball, top of the key. Over to Robeson. Back out to Rigdon. Rigdon fires the three, air ball, no good, picked up by Clancy. Trapping situation as Mass is going to pick up the foul. Mass will pick up his fourth. And going to the line will be Harbin. Harbin 4-5 from the line. 1-1 situation here for him. He had two last time these two teams met. He's already at 13 tonight. Misses the front end. And Thomas comes up with the rebound. 13-point lead. Dribble drive. Maxwell boots it off his foot, but it's going to go off the Panthers. 2 minutes left. Warriors trail by 13. A must possession here for the Warriors. Got to get some points on the board. Rigdon over to Robeson. Fires the three from the wing. No good. Rebound by Matt. Matt's back up with it. He got fouled. Clancy just fouled out. Clancy fouled out of the ball game. The team captain for the Panthers. And going to the line will be Dakota Matt. Brody Matt. Scratch that. Brody at the line. He's got three tonight. First free throw's off the side rim, no good. Brody, 33% free throw shooter, averaging 4-9. Needs this one to hit his average. Warriors trail by 13 with a minute 50 left. Second free throw also no good. Rebound by Whitmire. Whitmire gets it over to Wells in the ball game. Long home run pass. Knocks it down. The Panthers get an easy bucket and a foul. That was Creighton getting the bucket. Foul's going to go against Matt. He picks up his second. And Creighton will go to the line to try to complete the 3-point play.
Hard to play eight.
Free throw's up, and it's good. Timeout Panthers with 1:40 left, and they're up by 16 now after the free throws. Some more of your Sportscaster Club members include Valvoline Henry Car Wash, Get the Works Car Wash, across from Fred Myers. L&L Design and Construction, commercial, residential, construction, now licensed in Oregon. H&R Block, get your maximum refund guarantee. In Hambro's WSG, recycling, storage, and truck repair. Take a look at the North Coast section ranking for the girls. Boys kind of out of the mix when it comes to the playoffs at this point. But a lot to talk about when it comes to the girls' side for the playoffs. As right now, the North Coast Section Division 4, the Del Norte girls are ranked number 3. St. Bernard's is 2, Del Norte 3, and McKinleyville 4. Arcata sits at 7. And Fortuna at 14. Warriors want to finish strong this week. A win against Fortuna and a win against Arcata could solidify their spots there at that 3 spot for North Coast Section and keep them in pace. Number 1, Piedmont, the Highlanders, third best team in the state overall. They're going to be a tough draw for that number 4 seed in the semis. Thomas gets it high post, misses, rebounded by the Panthers. Warriors are going to gamble and trap in the backcourt. Wells has got it. Gets it across midcourt. Panthers got it midcourt. Ball's ripped away, stolen. Thomas back the other way to Matt. Matt up with the shot, knocks it down. Great job by Matt. Two-point basket by Brody. And a quick timeout for Coach Rice. Let's set the stage here. We got a 14-point game with 1:14 left. 48-34 your score. Both teams in double bonus. Jake Clancy, the 6'3 senior for McKinleyville, has fouled out. And the foul situation for Del Norte, Maxwell has 4, Thomas has 3, and Wyatt Robeson has 3. Up next for the boys, like we said, is going to be senior night at Tunin Gymnasium Tuesday night. As there'll be 2 new Del Norte Warrior Hall of Fame inductees announced Tuesday night, along with senior night. The seniors that will be playing their last game at Tunin Gymnasium include Cooper Maxwell, Brody Matt, Weston Fitch, Aiden Antonetti, Ethan Thomas, Wyatt Robeson. What a great group of seniors that'll be playing their last game at Tunin Gymnasium Tuesday night. So let's everybody get out and support these Warriors. Ball gets passed into Crane. It's going to be a foul against Maxwell. Just got their feet caught up there. Maxwell will pick up his 5th, I believe. We've got 5 fouls on Maxwell. As Crane will go to the line to shoot 2. Entering the ball game will be Crab. This is the first free throw. 1:15 left in the ball game. Warriors trail by 14. Fitch, Thomas, Rigdon, Bowdish, and Robeson. Shot goes up by Thomas. Rebounded by Thomas. Off the missed layup. We're going to have a travel call against Thomas. And looks like we got a sub. Crab entering the ball game for Bowdish. Nope, Crab stays in. Fitch comes out. getting the ball in to Wells. They do. He's going to be called for the travel back-to-back. Antonetti will come back in. Offense for defense here. Warriors trail by 14 with a minute left. They're trying to kick out this game. As Clancy's out of the ball game, so the Panthers are struggling in the full court press. Get into Antonetti, back over to Crabb. Back to Wyatt. Wyatt, up with the shot, no good. Air ball, and we're going to have... Ball was partially saved by Thomas. Another sub coming in the ball game. That's going to be Bowdish coming in for Antonetti. Full court pressure by the Warriors. As he ran down the sideline to pass it in, it wasn't a made basket, so you don't get to travel the sideline. He traveled the sideline, so it's a travel call against McKinleyville. A bunch of mishaps by both squads here towards the end. Gets it in. Regan will shoot the three. No good. Long rebound. Going to go to Bowdish. Over to Antonetti to the basket. But it wasn't Antonetti. That was Crabb, and it's going to be goaltending. That bucket's going to count. Crabb's going to get the bucket. Roberts will inbound now. Full court pressure. Creighton comes up with it. Creighton across midcourt. Underneath, looking underneath, as they're going to foul him, and he's going to get the bucket. 46 seconds left, and that is Nichols going to the line to try to complete the three-point play. Foul's going to go against number two. That is Crabb, or sorry, Bowdish. He got his second. Nichols to complete the three-point play. Front rim, no good. Thomas with the rebound, back the other way. He'll fire the three. No good. Creighton comes up with the rebound. 35 seconds left. Off the top, it went off the Warriors. It'll be Panther ball. Warriors score, 16-point lead for the Panthers. And the Warriors still picking up full court. Battling through it. They're questioning the shot clock here. So Tyrone will inbound the ball. Sorry, the referee. They're checking to make sure we got the points for the goaltending, I believe. 50-36 your score. Roberts will inbound the ball. Gets it into Creighton across midcourt. Warriors are going to foul once again. As Thomas picks up his fourth foul. Creighton will go to the line to shoot two. 50-36 your score. First free throw's no good. Fitch comes in, Thomas comes out. Creighton with the ball, shooting his second free throw. Creighton 0 for his last three after making his first one. He got knocked that one down, he's 2 of 5. Warriors back across midcourt, trailing by 15 with 25 seconds left. Robeson over to Rigdon, ball fake. Three-pointer on its way, no good. And we're going to have a foul. It's going to be three free throws for Rigdon. Rigdon will go to the line to shoot free throws here. Lion Rigdon, the sophomore, 5'8", 72% from the free throw line, will shoot three free throws. Foul went against Hooven. Sorry. Against Creighton. He He picked up his second. As Rigdon misses the first free throw. He's got two more to shoot. Second free throw, knocks it down. 51-37, your score, 14-point lead for the Panthers with 20 seconds left. Second free throw is good. Down to a 13-point lead. As Matt comes back in and Robeson comes out. Pressure by the Warriors. Over the top to Creighton. Back over to Robert. Back to Wells. Wells, dribble drive. They'll pull it back out with 12 left. Shot clock turned off. Warriors not going to foul in this situation. Back over to Roberts, and that's going to do it, folks. As the Warriors came to the McKinleyville game with their best effort tonight, but fall short as they fall to the McKinleyville Panthers, 51-38. We'll be back with the postgame show here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week postgame show. We have all the latest stats and information for this game coming up next.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club members' sponsors are Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, and McPheron's Tax and Bookkeeping Services.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Sutter Coast Community Clinic offers pediatric care with pediatrician Dr. Nassery and certified pediatric PA Susie Schwartz. If your infant or child is in need of a pediatrician's care, please call Sutter Coast Community Clinic to get set up as a new patient. Dr. Nassery and PA Susie Schwartz offer wonderful care and look forward to serving your pediatric needs. For an appointment, call 707-464-6715. And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, and England Marine Supply.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
And now it's time for the Del Norte Warrior postgame show right here.
Welcome back to the Warrior postgame show here in McKinleyville, California, as Del Norte just fell to the McKinleyville Panthers by a final score of 51-38 in a game where the Warriors trailed by three at the end of the first quarter, trailed by eight at the end of two, 10 by at the end of three, and ended up falling to the Panthers by 13 points. The Panthers were led by senior Cody Whitmer with 18 points. Harbin had 13 for the Panthers, and Jack Clancy fouled out of the ballgame in the fourth quarter. He had 6 points. His only two field goals of the game came early in the first quarter. The Warriors did a great job of closing him out towards the end. Flynn Creighton came in the fourth quarter and did a great job for the McKinleyville Panthers. He had 4 in the fourth quarter. And for your Del Norte Warriors, Maxwell had 2, Bowdish had 2, Matz had 5, Crab had 2. Warriors were led by Ethan Thomas with 13. Wyatt Robeson had 10. And Lion Rigdon ended up with 4 points. And the rebounds for the Warriors, it was Thomas leading the way. Ethan Thomas has 10 rebounds for the Warriors. Matz ended up with 9. And coming in third was Maxwell with 6 3-pointers six rebounds for the Warriors. Well, up next for the Warriors, it's going to be the Huskies of Fortuna coming to Tuna Gymnasium for senior night, Tuesday night. right here, right there in Crescent City at Tuna Gymnasium, and it will also be inducting two new Hall of Fame members on Tuesday night. So not only senior night, but Tuna Gymnasium will be honoring two more Warrior Hall of Famers on Tuesday night. And for the Del Norte girls, it's going to be on the road Wednesday as they will take on the Fortuna Huskies at Bob Orr Court. We'll finish off next week with Arcata away for the boys, and then senior night, final game at Tuna Gym, final game for the Lady Warriors at Tuna Gymnasium for the regular season will be Friday night against Arcata. Well, that should wrap things up here tonight as Del Norte falls to the Panthers. Final score 51-38. I want to give a tip of the hat to our engineer without peer, JD, back in the studios, for John Pritchett, Mike O'Brien at KPOD, General Manager Larry Tempe, President Mike Wilson, and the entire Mike Wilson Media family. I'm John Horner. Thank you so much for listening. And please remember, when you get a chance, stop in and say thank you to the members of the legendary Sportscasters Club members who make Warrior Athletics on the radio possible. Once again, our final score, Del Norte falls to McKinleyville, 51-38. Good night, everybody. Be safe, and may God bless.
You've been listening to the Del Norte Game of the Week, and it was brought to you by Sutter Coast Hospital, Iuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Del Norte Tire, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Leshwab Tire Center, Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Chawell Benz and Hartwick, Chimney Craft, Lisa McCowan, South Coast Appliance, and Brian's Beach Dogs. This has been a Bicoastal Media Sports presentation.